Good morning, Hemant.
Good morning, Andrea.
We are on the 6th of January, 1 week after the cyclone, and you are part of the Cyclone Coordination Committee. Can you give us an update about the work that has been done till date?
Well, the first work has been on clearing the main roads and main access points, and wherever the houses were blocked, to clear the way to the houses. The second is to provide water in the communities. So this has been the emergency response, which is taking all the energies at this point of time. The third major work which is happening is to restore our electricity connections. Our electricity infrastructure has completely collapsed, and we need to rebuild, which is a more difficult task than putting new systems. So it's like a spaghetti between trees and poles and wires, which we need to untangle now.
And this, how long it will take to more or less recreate the infrastructure for the electricity for Auroville, for full Auroville, not just a part of it?
Well, for full Auroville, it can take up to 3 to 4 weeks before everything is restored. And then once the electricity comes, the water situation will get solved.
So there will be part of Auroville will get the electricity before others. Which part of Auroville will be the first to get the electricity?
The first would be the center. Matri Mandir area would be the first area to get electricity. And probably last would be our electrical service, ABRI.
It means that has to be done a work all around Auroville, for what I've understood. Because the cables go mainly into the Green Belt.
Yes, absolutely. It is the electricity lines which are running through the Green Belt and all around, several kilometers of them. They don't provide electricity only to Auroville, but they provide to the neighboring villages also. So the entire thing has to be restored. The entire electricity department is busy at this point doing other things. So we have taken their role and doing the job. All our volunteers are busy at this moment, clearing the lines and putting them back together.
Talking about volunteers, I see there are a lot of calls for helps to clean and create space for working. How is happening now? What is going on?
There is a huge amount of energy which has exploded in Auroville from everywhere, and the response was amazing from the very, not even the first hour, I would say. While the cyclone was continuing, there were people on the road cutting the trees and clearing the main roads. And the main roads were cleared in the first 6 to 7 hours of the when the full cyclone passed away. So that has been an enormous response. So clearing up has been the biggest response, and people have come out and they are in all fours over there in the field. And chainsaws, morning 7 o'clock, the chainsaws start working, and that's the only noise other than the birds you hear these days here.
Yeah, now we don't have any more the night brain fever, chain fever.
Chain fever, absolutely. And it's an incredible energy. This is Auroville's one of the most precious gift, I would say, is how much people have come together, and to experience it is very precious.
So regarding this experience of joining the hand together, are people from Auroville or also guests coming from other places?
Yeah, well, we have started a space for people, the guests also to come. It started with trickle, now it is growing, that trickle. So every morning 9 o'clock we meet at town hall. This is for people who are not in the very heavy work of chainsawing and clearing, but want to do soft work, and guests who want to participate. So that also is growing. You know, today about 20-25 people joined that team in the morning.
So this is the team that Alok is coordinating. Alok, am I right?
Yeah, Alok is coordinating this team, and this is a kind of a filler. Wherever some community spaces or schools are getting cleared, they go to that direction and help the teams on site. Every community and every place of work also, their own teams are working in those places. This is, so at this moment, large part of Auroville is busy clearing up in and around themselves or in the larger community space.
So the schools, we are talking about a little bit the schools. What's the situation about it?
No, some of the schools are heavily damaged. Like last school, there is quite a heavy clearance and damage repair which needs to be done over there. Same is with transition, needs a heavy clearing on transition side. So along with the electricity poles, because the schools have to open now next week, so the focus will be on clearing the schools. So some of the teams will be diverted to schools to help them to clear up.
Theoretically, the school are expected to open on the on Monday. It will be possible?
I am not sure because I have not heard from the schools what they would like to do. But if they want to open, then we can provide all the manpower and resources for that to happen.
Okay. We are talking about recovering and restoring. And maybe this is a there is a strong connection with money. There are some funds that are available from the Indian government. Auroville has made any application to get this money?
Yeah, well, we have brought to the government's awareness, and in fact, the highest point in the government who responds, the Home Ministry, and the Home Minister has visited Auroville. Along with it, it's not only Indian government, the other government, like the French ambassador came, and many embassies are also concerned about their citizens living in Auroville. So we have made our request to the central government for immediate release of money for the relief phase, and then later on we would follow up for the rehabilitation phase. So we are very positive that some amount of money will come from there. But I must say the immediate response has been from private individuals and people who are connected to Auroville, and there are donations immediately as soon as we put our appeal on the internet have started coming in.
So to participate in this fundraising, how is it possible? How can the people can do that?
Yeah, the first thing would be to spread the word around and make people, more and more people, aware of what has happened in Auroville. And the second thing would be whatever people can contribute, from starting from 1 rupee or 1 euro or whatever the smallest denomination. If people participate with any amount of money, at this moment it is a connection to the larger family of Auroville, and that would be making much more stronger than how many number of rupees or euros or dollars it comes.
And how can do that? How can they donate? There is a specific website where they can find information on?
Yeah, on our auroville.org website, there is now a cyclone update news. There is our appeal over there and how to transfer money. Everything is clearly in place. And if anybody has a doubt, they can send an email to cyclonehelp@auroville.org.in, and that would be clarified.
Last question. Probably we have a lesson to learn about how to make Auroville, how to manage a disaster like that. What is your opinion in that kind of situation?
Well, I think that what has happened is normally in a such a disaster situation, there is a certain despondency or despair which comes. And one positive point which has come out is that there is a lot of positivity and enthusiasm. And that's a wonderful response to something like that, which has happened. So that's very energizing. And the second aspect of it is that we get now a chance to rebuild. And rebuild to what lessons we have learned over last 40 years of our work here, and now with this impact, how to learn from this lesson and build our future better. So I'm very positive that what will come out of this disaster would be a very positive and very bright future for Auroville.
Thank you very much, Hemant.
Thank you.